Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You've been listening already. We're really glad that you continue to hang out with us. You're going to be glad you did, because Gail Goodman, our good friend Gail Goodman, is here. Gail is CEO of Constant Contact, and an outstanding business story. Her story of her experiences and her accomplishments and her company is outstanding. Just a great American success story. And she's got some research to talk to us about. But I've got a couple other questions before we get into that. Gail, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Can I congratulate you on what happened in the last few weeks?
You sure can.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely.
Well, folks, you know, we've all talked about, you've heard Gail on the show many times before, but all the other times you've heard her, her company was a private company, just like mine and like most of you. It was owned by her and maybe some shareholders. And it was a private company. But as of today, as of what, about a month ago?
October 3rd,
just a few weeks ago, Constant Contact is now a publicly traded company. Right, Gail?
It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm giving you a standing ovation here, Gail. I'm so proud of you. You and I have been talking about your company and about what you've been doing for a long time now. And this is a big deal for you. As I remember, the IPO launched at about 16, and now your stock's trading at somewhere around 25 or 27 or something like that. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about that experience.
Well, certainly for anyone who's never been through it before, it is definitely drinking from the fire hose in terms of learning a new world.
It's a wild ride, isn't it?
It is. It's a completely wild ride. I think at every stage of growing this business, I feel like every year I've taken on an entirely new set of challenges and an entirely new role, and this is just yet another one. But I think this one came with a steeper learning curve than any of the ones I've been on before.
Well, yeah, no question about it. And what would be advice that you would give anybody who might be where you are right now? I mean, who might be what you've experienced in the last, say, year or so? Because you've been getting ready to go public really for more than, you know, probably at least a year, if not more. What would you tell them about that experience?
First, you know, get great advisors who've done it before. You know, a law firm that has significant public company experience, not someone who, you know, unfortunately, those great advisors that helped you get to where you are, they may not be the right ones to take you to the next level. So we had to reluctantly say goodbye to our law firm and our accounting firm and move to professional advisors who had more experience in public markets.
People who knew the secret handshake, right?
Yes, exactly. You got to get great help in the process.
Yeah.
And then you got to make sure you have the right team on board before you even contemplate it. And the key anchor on an IPO team is definitely a public company CFO.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who's had that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. We ran this business for 7 years with a part-time CFO.
Yeah.
We had an internal accounting staff, but really didn't need that level of financial savvy.
You rented financial help, didn't you?
Exactly. We rented financial help, which mm-hmm. I think is a great way for small businesses to get that kind of senior thinking without making the commitment. But boy, when you're starting to think about going public, you need that commitment of time, full time.
100%. And folks, if you remember, you've heard me talk. You've heard Sam Norwood on the show talking, and Doug Tatum talking about their company, the Tatum LLC, which is what they do. They rent CPAs, or I should say CFOs and CIOs. And so that's the whole business model for them. That's the kind of relationship that Gail's talking about.
And so, it was exactly what we needed for the first 7 years.
Yeah. But then you said, okay, we got to have this power in here full time.
Exactly.
And so how many months did from the time that you said, okay, we're ready to pull the trigger, till you actually went public, how long did that take?
So we did what they call the bake-off, where you interview investment bankers in April, filed in July, and went public in October.
So about 6 months or so.
Exactly.
That is drinking from the fire hose. No question about that. All right, stand by, folks. And that the stock designator is CTCT for Constant Contact. 20 Tail, right back with Gail Goodman. We've got some research she wants to tell you about. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gail Goodman, the CEO of Constant Contact. Is that still your title, Gail?
Yes, exactly.
CEO of Constant Contact. Tell us. I want to get into the survey in just a minute. We're going to do that. But this, your story is so compelling and such a great American success story. Would you give us a little scenario about the origins of the company, who the founders and the idea behind it? What were you thinking when you decided to do what you're doing?
Sure. You have to cast yourself back into the late 90s when the internet was just exploding. Mm-hmm. And big companies were starting to have a dramatic internet presence. I had been at a company that was doing storefronts for large companies and trying to do it for small businesses. And it was really clear that things were very hard. The tools were not available to help small businesses look great online. And had the idea and then met up with a technical founder who was already building something in the same general space, that we could make small businesses look great by giving them really easy-to-use tools and helping them use the killer app of the Internet, which was email,
mm-hmm.
to communicate with customers. I think you tell your listeners all the time, you know, staying in touch with your customers is the best thing a small business can do.
It's critical.
And email is actually the most cost-effective and actually effective way to stay in touch with customers.
Well, there's no
question.
That
was the vision.
There's no question about it. And so this was your vision along with how many other people?
I joined a technical founder, Randy Parker, and six other people. So there were seven of us when we kicked this thing off.
How many are you, of the seven are still involved in the company?
There are four of us still here.
Four of the seven. How about that?
Yep.
That's great. Well, you're exactly right. You know, there's a talk about email and connecting with people. There's a little company, a little group of people locally who have a farmer's market kind of a little business, a little cooperative almost of a bunch of different people, and they send me an email every Thursday to remind me of what the kind of the produce that they've got this week. And not only does it tell me what they have to see if I'm interested in it, it reminds me to run by there on my way home. And if they didn't send me that email, I would never remember. But they do, and I go by 2 to 3 times a month.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. The power of staying in front of people who already know and like what you do,
yeah.
It's really compelling.
Well, yeah, and while I was there that day, the last time I was there, they know who I am, they know what I do, and they said, how can we get more customers? Should I advertise? I said, well, that would be a good idea if you have the budget. And they said, well, we really don't have that much of a budget. I said, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you send an email to all of your current subscribers. Plus, you know, make sure you, and I pointed to a new person who, you know, a customer who was in there. I said, make sure you get his email. And I said, and send everybody an email and say, if you'll recommend us to someone, then if they'll bring a copy of the email in that you send them to recommend us, if you'll forward our next email to someone, if they'll bring that in, we'll give them a $5 discount and you a $5 discount. And, you know, that's just a way of building. I said, what you got to be able to do in the 21st century is you got to make sure you hold on to the customers, like you said a minute ago, who already like you.
Exactly. And then leverage their word of mouth influence into the market.
Yeah. So, and go ahead.
It's powerful and inexpensive at the same time.
No question about it. Gail, you've conducted some research recently about the holidays. Tell us about it.
So we have an annual survey where we survey small businesses to understand their sentiments about the holiday season. And the great news is that despite a declining confidence in the overall economy, small businesses still remain very optimistic about this holiday season. 63% anticipate a strong holiday season.
Well, they obviously haven't been watching CNBC.
Yeah,
because those talking heads.
The R word is not getting in their way, exactly.
Well, you know what it is they're on Main Street. They're seeing the reality. They're not being minute to minute emotional about their business. They're being year to year emotional about their business, and that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It really does, and I think it reflects their confidence in their relationship with their customers.
Yeah.
You know, they're not concerned. It was the other interesting thing. They are not concerned about competition from big-dollar retailers. 70% of them have no concern at all about it.
Good
and
for them.
Turns out that's because they have confidence in the returning customer base.
Exactly. What we were just talking about.
Absolutely.
Exactly. The relationships that they're building with their customers. And see, that's the thing. That's the difference between people talking about Wall Street and people talking about Main Street. Main Street talks about customers. If you listen to the talking heads on the financial programs, you almost never hear them use the word customer, do you?
No, it was surprising when we were out going public how little conversation there was about what we do for our customers and how much conversation there was about our financials.
And isn't that what's wrong with Wall Street today? Don't you think that's what's wrong? That they're focusing on is the quarterly numbers?
Well, I think they're challenged to really understand what drives a business.
Yeah.
And they're limited by what they have to look at. Absolutely.
They're the tail trying to wag the dog, as far as I'm concerned. Quick break, 10 till. We're right back with our good friend Gail Goodman. More to come after these messages. To be realized, know the joy within you. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, at my website. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Don't forget to use it to your advantage. You've got the show that I do every day is available for podcasting within an hour after I go off the air. And, of course, all the shows we've done for years and years are available in the archives. You can check those out. And we just got a lot of different ways you can use our stuff. The articles are there, thousands of them that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes to you every Sunday by email via Constant Contact's outstanding resource, Gail Goodman's company, and we're talking about right now. And also, don't forget to check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Be sure to check that out. That's where small businesses get answers right now. Gail Goodman, now the website is constantcontact.com, right?
Exactly.
Constantcontact.com. This survey that you conduct, you do say, though, in here that small business owners are somewhat concerned that the economy will affect their business. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, they definitely are hearing lots of talk about the impact of housing costs and a potential recession on the economy. They're not directly worried about the holiday season, which is great, but they are looking past that and thinking that that really credit concerns and the housing market and higher energy costs may bring the economy down and ultimately affect their business.
You know, I asked, as you know, Gail, I interview a number of economists on my show during the year, and two or three at least every month. And I've asked them this question: is it possible that we could literally talk ourselves into a recession? And every one of them say, absolutely.
I honestly believe that. I think, you know, there's the self-fulfilling prophecy thing that can easily scare consumers. But I think when you look at the consumer wallet, particularly those who are not facing housing issues, they are feeling pretty good about where their wallet is. I think we'll see good spending in the holiday season. Consumers and small businesses have led the economy for the last few years, and certainly have led the small business led the job recovery. I think they'll continue to do so.
Well, there's no question about it. And you know, Gail, in terms of the economy, I mean, let's look at what's going on here. We've got record employment, record low unemployment. We've got the economy is still growing at you know, even 2% on a $13 trillion economy is a lot of productivity. You probably have experienced what a lot of businesses have, and that's trying to find good people. It's hard to find replacements, isn't it? It's hard to find the people to grow right now.
Yeah, so hiring is a constant priority here. Yep.
And when you've got that kind of a market scenario, and you realize that the assets that are in peril right now, the homes, they're not stocks. I mean, they're brick and mortar. They're real assets that are there. These are not you know, stocks like we had in 1990 when the dot bomb era crashed. I mean, these are real assets that as long as people have jobs. It's hard for me to believe that banks aren't going to work with these people and try to help them work out of this situation. What do you think?
Well, I certainly think that we're seeing, you know, the lion's share of the, you know, subprime housing boom is going to get worked through. There definitely is a class of consumers who had no business, you know, being in a home.
Right.
They just weren't economically stable enough to be there. But for those who could but just took advantage of opportunistic mortgage deals, I think they'll definitely see workouts. There's an asset there, and banks certainly don't want to be owning houses.
Well, exactly. And I don't know. What do you think when you look at the response of your survey and the people you're talking to and your own perspective, what do you think about the economy over the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, certainly from the perspective of the small business, you know, they're not yet feeling an impact of change. They're worrying, again, as you said, the self-fulfilling prophecy. They hear everybody else saying it's going to get worse, it's going to get worse. I think if we can continue to keep the worry level at a minimum and just see how things play out, I think they'll play out better than expected and we'll be fine.
Just go to work and do business and take care of your customers. I really think that's a good fundamental way to approach the next few months. Gail, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations again on the great success of Constant Contact and your public offering this month, which was an outstanding success. Congratulations again.
And thank you for all your help and support along the way.
Always glad to do it. Gail Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.